Frank Woods vividly remembers lifting the Jackson Cup, alongside Canadian 1986 World Cup player Jamie Lowry, the last time Vic West hoisted it in 1989. They may even have cranked up Bust a Move by Young MC on the CD and cassette player in the dressing room. A drought is guaranteed to end Saturday when Vic West plays Lake Hill at 5 p.m. at Starlight Stadium in the 2023 Jackson Cup Final, the Vancouver Island Soccer League's version of the FA Cup in England, and which has been contested since 1915. Lake Hill was formed in 1956 in Arsenal gear, with the only difference being the logo in the cannon is facing the opposite direction, and has been the recent year's VISL regular season powerhouse. The Gunners boast a World Cup alumnus of their own. But Ian Bridge never lifted the Jackson Cup and neither has anybody else in the red and white stripes as Lake Hill looks for its first cup title today. Vic West has not won it since that March day in 1989, when the Berlin Wall was still standing for another 8 months. The Wests hope to hum another tune from that year, If I Could Turn Back Time by Cher, as it looks for its 23rd Jackson Cup championship but first in 34 years. History hangs heavy over this 126-year-old club, the oldest in Canada, and which dominated BC and Canadian amateur soccer in its time. This has been a long time coming for a club with such a proud history, said Vic West co-coach Derek De Groot. This will be a big day out for the alumni. And hopefully a big night back at the clubhouse. This has been the culmination of years of building back up from when the club had fallen to Division 4 and won 3 promotions since 2009 to get back into Division 1. The man behind the painstaking climb back was Woods, the former Vic West star and Victoria Vista's CSL pro, who returned in an executive capacity to rebuild the club during the 2010s. De Groot, 33, was a part of the process as a Vic West player before and after his U Sports career in Canada West with the University of Alberta Golden Bears. This season, however, presented an even greater challenge with Vic West's home Finlayson Field at Topaz Park out of commission with new turf being installed. Vic West played its home games from Saanich to Souk. "We were nomads. We did it the hard way," said De Groot. Vic West co-coach Stuart Heath, who helped build the Cape Breton U Sports national champion teams, has used his old Capers connections well. The Wests are led by Marcus Campanile, the Scottish former Aberdeen U20 midfielder and second overall pick in the 2019 Canadian Premier League draft by Valour FC out of Cape Breton University, and former Corporal Pacific FC defender Ryan McCurdy from the Capers. Dan Pritchard is another Corporal draft pick playing for the Wests. Salem Almerdy led Vic West in scoring with a VISL second leading 16 goals and scored twice in the 3-2 Jackson Cup semi-final victory over Gorge FC. Lake Hill defeated two-time defending champion Nanaimo United 2-1 in the semi-finals and believes it is time to do more now than just knock on the Jackson Cup door. It is time finally to blow through it after having won 3 successive Garrison Cup VISL regular season championships. The powerhouse Lake Hill lineup features 3 of the top 4 regular season scorers in the VISL with veteran Gunners gunner Paddy Nelson leading the league again with 20 goals, former overseas pro player Blair Storick 3rd with 15 goals and former University of Victoria Vikes striker Craig Gorman 4th with 13. Only Almerdy crashed this Gunners gallery. Nelson has an additional 3 goals in Jackson Cup competition and Storick 2. Coach Mark Bhopal's Lake Hill Club is loaded, thanks to its UVic pipeline, with former Vikes stars Gorman, Jack Hill, Wes Barrett, Tarnveer Bandel and 2019 Canada West MVP Isaac Koch abetting Nelson and Storick. "We have been one of the top teams in league play the past 5-6 years, but have not won the Jackson Cup, and hopefully we get the job done this year," said Bandel. "Cup play is totally different than league play. In league play, you can get by on pure talent alone. In cup play, you have to dig deeper and battle harder." Both historically, and in the season context, this Jackson Cup final is compelling on so many levels. "It is a classic matchup," said VISL Executive Director Vince Greco. Lakehill went 2 January 15 in league play to clinch a third consecutive VISL regular season crown, with Vic West accounting for two of the only three blemishes, with a win and tie against the Gunners in their two regular season games. Yet, many pundits are rating Lakehill the favorites for Saturday. The Wests, the 3rd of March 12, say bring it on and point to the fact they handed the Gunners their only loss of the season. "We must not be afraid of the occasion and just play our game," said De Groot. Corner kicks. Norm, Storman Norman. Richardson, 97, from the 1951 Vic West Jackson Cup Championship team, will be recognized Saturday at the game. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.